And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Spring sports calendar and Oklahoma high school athletics finished up this weekend with multiple state tournaments being held all across the state of Oklahoma. The Oak City Elks and Tuttle Tigers met each other in the semifinals for the second consecutive year of the Class 4A state baseball tournament. A year ago, Tuttle scored four runs in the bottom of the seventh to beat the Elks 6-5. On Friday, Oak City took a 1-0 lead in the second before Tuttle came alive. Tigers, aided by some Big Elk miscues, scored two in the second, three in the third to lead 5-1. Elk City wouldn't go away, though. Brown and White scored three in the fourth and had the bases loaded with two outs before a strikeout ended the threat. Elks would have chances in the sixth and seventh to add runs, but the big hit never came in a 7-4 semifinal loss to Tuttle. Elk City finishes another terrific year at 34-4, once again a single step away from playing from the program's first state championship in baseball. Tuttle would go on to defeat Blanchard 3-2 on Saturday to win their fifth state title, first since 2014. Big Elk Tennis played in the Class 4A state tournament at the Oklahoma City Tennis Center. Max Murray went 1-2 in number two singles, finished a win out of a chance to play for fifth. James Robinson and Mason Maul lost in the fifth place match. Cy Van Sarrebooth and Quinn Brewer won their first two to reach the semifinals. Unfortunately, they fell in two consecutive matches, their first losses all season, to finish fourth. But it was another stellar season for the Big Elk Tennis team. The more things change, the more they seem to stay the same in 4A boys soccer. Clinton Red Tornadoes trying to three-peat at Rogers State against Hilldale on Saturday. Red scored the first two goals, then held on as time expired to win 2-1. Clinton's third straight state championship on the boys soccer pitch. Looks like they'll be favorites to make it four in a row once the season begins next spring. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.